Okay, we are continuing Taf Tet Din Mekol Metina Ta'eru. Share sponsor Le'ili Nishma Shalom Ben Yaakov Aryeh. Okay, Si'if Bet. Sarich Shiyehu Ve'eruvo B'makom Echad. So we have to have the Eruv and your makom shvita in one place. Okay, so it's important to point out when a person makes in doing the concept of eruve techumin, and he wants to make his extend that there, everyone only gets 4,000 amos, right? Or at least from beyond their city, but you get 4,000 amos radius from yourself or from your whole city. What?
With their phones.
Okay. For 2,000 in each direction. If you want to move your radius over, so we're all familiar with the concept of placing bread somewhere, right? We've all heard about that. Eruv Eit Chubin, you place bread somewhere. It's important to realize that you're kona amakom shvita, you're moving your nucleus, your place, to a new place. You're not moving yourself into this piece of bread or other food. Why? I mean, just important to realize that. Because your new place is not 100% governed by where you are. I'll say bread, because usually that's what we're using, but lav davka. Your new makom is governed by where you are kone your shvita, you are acquiring your new residence, and it's not exactly where your bread is. Now, when you read the Mishnayos and the Gemara, there's a discussion if it's in two separate places. Now, the two separate places are always, basically, for all intents and purposes, in the same place, horizontally. One is vertically in a different place, or it's right next to you, and the issues discussed over there are generally, if we're about to see it, if it's in a makom rishus harabim, and you're in a rishus hayachid. So the issues over there is you can't, and that's what we're going to be learning. So we'll just say it when we get to it. I'm going to read it. But the point is, you and your bread don't necessarily have to be in the exact same place. It's the Mishnah Berurah, his opinion, is you can be with you and your bread and the place that you choose to be shoveit to acquire is, I'll have to be within 2,000 amos of each other. But that's it. The Chazanish holds it has to be within, I saw this in Jirshu, did not look at it inside yet, it's 3/4 of a mil. And so that's probably the amount of time it takes. So in other words, it has to be where your kona shvita and where you put your bread, they don't have to be in the same place, they don't have to be within dalet amos, they just have to be, you can run, but right, but it has to be that you can get there within, let's say, 13 to 18 minutes, whatever the zman is. That's how close they have to be. If you read simple reading of the Gemara, and the way I believe is what the Kaf HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan hold, they do need to be within Dalet Amos. But it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah says you have 2,000 amos. So okay, let's read on and we'll see how this all plays out. Tzarech shiyeh hu ve'iruva b'makom echad k'dei shiyeh efshar lo la'ochlo bein hashmashos. Now the main thing is that during bein hashmashos, that's where the whole concept of establishing where you're going to be is established. And therefore, you have to be able to get to it. It has to be reachable. The makom echad doesn't necessarily mean on the same spot on the ground. It means it needs to be reachable. Makom echad could even mean a span of 2,000 amos, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Lefichach, therefore, how does this play out? Im niskavin lishpos b'shus harabim v'niach eruv b'shus hayachid. If you have there's a place on the ground, and you want to call that's where your Kona Shvita. And right next to it, is where you put the bread. And you want to be in the Rosh Hashanah, but you put your bread inside a Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to be, it could be a house right next to where you want to be. It could be just some kind of a platform raised above the ground that that's 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 tefachim, and that's it. So you can, it could be you put it on top of a table, per se. So, O birshus hayachid, vihiniach eruvo birshus harabim, or the opposite. You want to be on this platform or inside this house, and a couple inches away, is where you put the bread. But you're in two different rishios on a d'araisa level. Rishas hayachid to rishas harabim, we need a direction. No eruv, it's not an eruv, because it's impossible to take it to transfer from one domain to the other. Right? It's asur d'araisa. So therefore, even shemashos, we have to be strict on all isur d'araisa. She'iyah shalalotzi mershus hayachid rishus harabim, we can't take it from one to another, benesh mashos, even during benesh mashos, ela ba'avera, would be an avera. Okay. Aval im niskavel nishol b'shus hayachid ol b'shus harabim vein yachay ruvim v'karmelis. But which is usually the situation we're dealing with in a karmelis, which is only transforming from one rishus to another on a derabanan level. So you or your item could be in rishus hayachid or rishus harabim, and the other will be in a karmelis or vice versa. She niskavel lishbos v'karmelis. That works. That is an eruv. Why? Shabishat kenyata eruv. When the acquisition of your place of the eruv is chal, shehu benish mashos, is during benish mashos, mutar lahotzi lachnis mikol echad mishtei harishios lekarmus dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to do it ledvar mitzvah. Right, as we learned, Beina Shemashos, we're allowed to do almost all Shavutim, Yisuri Shavus, right? Yisurim Derabanan of Shabbos. And, okay. So, Kol Devar Shehu Midivrei Sofrim, and anything that's Mid Derabanan, Lo Gazru Alav Beina Shemashos, they didn't make a Gzera of it during Beina Shemashos. When it is the Makom Mitzvah, when it's a Makom Mitzvah, O Bishat Hadchak, or Bishat Adchak. And I forget if we learned it inside or not. We're going to see, or if we did see, that it's all that Eruv Eit Chumin, ideally you should do it for a Tzorach Mitzvah. But even if you didn't, it still works. Okay? And, okay. Tov. Mishnah Berurah points out, it could even be two Shvutim Derabanan, and it still is going to work. For example, you have an issue of a karmelis, and it could be even on a tree. If you put your eruv on a tree, and the only way to get to it during Bein HaShemashos is to climb on the tree, so we're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, Midar Rabbanan. So therefore, you're allowed to, the eruv still works, because it's only Nisud Rabbanan. Okay, let's go on. Gimel. Having said that you could get an eruv from a tree, listen to this. So there are exceptions. If a person put it on some kind of a soft plant or reed, not too soft, but a little rigid, but easy to break, it's not an eruv. Why? It is derabanan. Mipnei shemiachar shehem rakim v'nokim likatem. Since they're very easy to break off. Vitkayev chatat gazru bahem. So therefore, even though it's a gzera, the iser of cutting it is deraisa. Now you're not planning to cut it; it's only a chashash. But since it's such an easy thing to do, there were goes there even for an eruv being a shemashos for this case. All right, it's an exception. But if it's a really soft reed or plant, like a soft vegetable, lettuce, whatever, so then they weren't even gozer. That's Chazara from Shin Lamed Vav, that there's no gzera to put things on it or to move it. Afilu b'nishmashos, afilu b'makom mitzvah. But if it's an in-between plant where it's a little bit hard but really easy to break off, so then there's an issue, an iser derabanan, the Erev wouldn't work, even though it's b'nishmashos and it's b'makom mitzvah. Okay. V'im hayu telushim une'utzim, and if you put it on a bunch of twigs or plants that are already cut from the ground, it's for sure ne'utzim. Yeah, stuck in the ground, exactly. They've already been plucked from the source of growing. It's and then now you just stick it right back into the ground. You're allowed to lean it on them and put it on them. That's not a problem. Hare'ze'eruv. It works because certainly there's no iser daraban daraisa to cut them. It's already been cut before. And some say even darabanan, it's not a problem since it's already been uprooted. Okay. You prepare your Erev Shabbos, you take the bread, you put it inside some kind of a cabinet or some kind of container. And lo and behold, before Shabbos sets in, during Bein Hashmashos, the Mafteach is lost. All right, not just a little misplaced, you can't find it, but it's gone. So then, oh, Shenafal Alav Go. And then, or it's, you have some kind of a mountain of rocks and you can't get to it. Im Yachol Otzio Belo Asiyat Malacha Daraita. If you can get to it, rocks where it's too heavy and you can't remove it. But if it would be, if there's any way to get to it without doing any sur d'araita, so since it's Bein Hashmashos is the time, Harei the Eruv does work, accounts. Okay. Hey.
Even moving small rocks?
No, small rocks are okay. You let them, it's just an issue of muksa. We're talking about boulders, you can't move them. So that's a question. We had that before. It's a good point. It's a question. It's a good question you have. Hey. Ko hameniach eruvo b'makom. Anyone who places his eruv in a place. Yesh lo binkom eruvo arba amos. So, traditionally, when a person is using bread, he generally has in mind that his kone makom shvita is underneath where that bread is. Doesn't have to be, but that's the automatic assumption unless you specify, at least mentally, that, wherever it is. Okay. Wherever your kone shvita, wherever that is, usually it's governed by where the bread is, if you're using it. So then you get dalet amos from that place. Lefichach, therefore, hameniach eruv b'tchumin, this is really what the point of the halacha is. Lefichach, hameniach eruv b'tchumin shelo b'sof ha'tchum, v'nitgalgel, b'toch arba amos, harei ze eruv. Chutz l'arba amos, eina eruv. So let's say you count 2,000 amos from the edge of your city. Again, I'm going to probably just stick with that now, even though we know the Ramah says it's usually 2,070. So you get, and two-thirds, so you get 2,000, you count 2,000 amos to the edge of your city. And that's where you place your area, your bread, because you want to maximize what direction, the new direction you want to get into.
That's the tchum mentioned here, the sofa tchum.
That's the sofa tchum over here. The original tchum. And then you place your bread, because your bread has to be within the original tchum. And then you're going to gain another 2,000 amos. But what happens if your bread rolls out, you use a roll, and you just put it there, and it rolls, wind, you put it there by mistake, whatever it is, it rolls outside of your 2,000 amos. So we already learned yesterday, if it's outside of the 2,000 amos, ain't no eruv. It doesn't work. Your bread has to be within the tchum.
It has to be inside a rolling container because a roll by itself is not meshumar. So an animal is going to eat it.
Okay. Could be. Okay. Could be. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, or you're watching it. That's fine. So then, or you come and you still see it, I don't know. Okay. So anyways, the case is, it comes out, it rolls out of that of your tchum. Does it work? As long as it's within 4 amos of the 2,000 amos, you're still good. It still works. Because it's kona shvita of 4 amos, and you can bring it back in. In other words, its 4 amos overlaps with your tchum, so therefore it's okay. Chutz la'arba amos, but if it goes outside of the 4 amos, then there's nothing we can do anymore for you. Eino eruv, you have no eruv. Because it's too far out. Okay, vav. Avar eruvo, or nisraf. Your eruv is lost, or it gets burnt up. And it's gone. And it's that, right? Oh, imayabes sofat chum, and gagal chutz la'arba amos, or it's rolled beyond the 4,000 amos, the 4 amos from your 2,000. Oh, shahaita terumat truma venitmet, or it was truma, and it became tummy. Now, nobody can use it. So it's even bad for a coin. Mi ba'od yom, if all this happened before Bein HaShemashos set in, before it started, before Shkia, ain't no Erev, there's no Erev. Mi shechashecha, but if it happened during Bein HaShemashos or after Bein HaShemashos, then you have an Erev. Because as long as it works during Bein HaShemashos, but as long as it works during part of Bein HaShemashos, it works. Shekniyat ha'eruv bein hashmashos. So then during, because that's when it happens. Im safek. Now what happens if you have a safek? Kasher. We're talking about, because you had a cheskas kasher. So you know you put it there originally. She safek ha'eruv kasher. If it's a safek eruv, it's also kasher. Who shielo cheskat kasher? That you had a chazaka that you put it there. Kegon shai zeh sheinichu sham ve'era bo safek. You know you put it there, but you don't know if it got lost, or when it got lost, or when it got eaten. About im lo haya lo cheskat kashrut, if it never had a cheskat kashrut, kagon. Safik im hunach sham olav. You're not even sure if anyone even put it there in the first place. Lo, so then you don't have it, and it's no good. Okay, zayin. Ketzar asiya te eruv. How do you place the eruv? In other words, Im rotze leilech besofat chuma betocholach shiksham areze ikar mitzvato. So again, contrary to probably most popular belief, is the main type of an eruv we hold is not by having a piece of bread. The proper way to do it, it's called regel in the Gemara, the proper way to make an eruv, the ikar way is you go there. You go there and you stand there during Bein HaShemashos. And you don't need to use any bread whatsoever anymore. Right? Let's say you have your house and you want to be able to go tomorrow morning 4,000 amos to reach the, you know, the, or whatever, get somewhere farther. So then you go during Bein HaShemashos, you stand, let's say whatever, it's 2,000 amos away, outside your city limits, then you're Kona Shvita, after Daven there, Kabbalah Shabbos, bring a minion, and then you go back home to eat and sleep, and then you can go now to your new place. Just remember, you can't go but you lose your previous tchum. Okay. So what do you, so that's the ikar erev. And you, there's no food involved, no bracha involved. Okay. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say, this is my new shvita, because that's where you are. Of course that's where you are. Elahich shich sham v'shatak. But you were just there and you're quiet. The fact that you went there, and you know why you went there, that changes it. Because you are within the tchum of your house. So therefore, normally there's an umdana that you go by your, where your house is, where you're sleeping, where you're eating, that's where you always are. But here, if you made the effort to walk there for that purpose, even if you didn't say anything, now you're a kona, your new place. And it makes no difference if you're leaving your house or if you're traveling from outside of the tchum. You're coming home late from work, from the beach, from camping, wherever you're coming from, and you're going somewhere. So we're going to see how these scenarios come up. So kone, anyways, wherever you are, kone alpayim ama below amira. So even without speaking, since it's obvious from your maisa what you're doing, that is your kona shvita. Now, Chazal gave us a kula. If we're lazy and we don't want to be there during, especially now, bikes, cars, it's so much easier. People, and you don't want to be there in the evening, whatever it is, Chazal make it much easier. You don't have to be there physically. You can go in broad daylight when it's easy. Yelech mibahod yom. You can go on Friday, any day, any time. Ve'aniach sham mizon shtei seudot. And you go and you place food for yourself, enough food for two meals. Okay? Kol echad ve'echad kefi mizono. Even if he's imhu chole, and Mishnah Berurah adds a zakin. It doesn't add to the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it just adds the halacha, it'd be the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah does change the nusach a little bit. You'll see. Okay, let me explain. So you get, how much food do you need a place? Now this is for every single person who's using the eruv. It's not like you just take six beitzim for the whole city. It's six beitzim for everybody who's going to be there. Because this is individual. Every individual who's using the eruv is moving his makom shvita. And therefore he needs to have enough food when he gets there. So this is for every individual who's using it. And it goes according to how much you eat. So a benonit, we're about to read. But a person who is sick, or a person who is old and does not eat much, and can't eat much, he doesn't need the full amount that normally we need. Okay? Vira'avtan, however, a person who eats a lot, shi'uro shtei seudos benonios shavheim kishisha beitzim. Here the Shulchan Aruch is megil, and he says, all you need is shisha beitzim, you don't need eight. Some hold the chachila, you should have eight beitzim. Okay. So it's, again, it's six or eight beitzim for a normal person, and it's lakula. If you normally eat 10 beitzim, you can rely on the same amount that everybody else, most average people, you eat, which is three or four per meal, which comes out to six or eight. But if you're, again, if you're sick, or if you're a chole, or if you're a zakein, you don't have to put so much out. Okay. Now, how much do you, now what do you use? You're using, or mipat, it could be bread, right? Commonly used matza. Oh, mikol davar shem mishtatfin bo shitufi mevos. Or, we go after whatever you want to use, whatever is normally eaten with the meal, and then, I'll refer you back to Hilchos Shituf Mevuyos. Okay, that it could be many different types of foods, and it's the amount, v'hu liftan, foods that you eat with bread, mikhdei lechol bo shtei sudasagi. And all you need is just a little bit of that food that's normally eaten with a meal. Ve'omer. Now, if you're using bread, it must be verbal. Okay. Bezeh, and what do you say? Bezeh ha'eruv eyeh mutar lelech. Lamachar alpayim ama. So you just say, with this eruv, I'm going to be able to go 2,000 amos beyond it. V'chozer v'lan meveto, and then erev Friday, you go back home. V'afilu hachi modedim lo techumo mimkom eruvo. And then, what's your new eruv? It's not going to be by where you're sleeping. It's going to be by where you place your food, or where you decide is your makom shvita, which is, again, generally the exact same place. Sha'anu ro'im ki'ilu darsham. Halachically, for the dinei atchum, we look at it as if that's where you live. Avalatamidim ochlim etzel bale batim shabatim basadev chozrim v'lanim beveit rabban. Tamidim who eat. Students who are eating by one home and they sleep by their Rebbe. They go to the Balabatim to get food, they sleep by their Rebbe. So, or wherever it is, whatever the situation is. Modedim lehem tchuma mi beit rabam shehu mekom linatam shehu lahem ikar. So, what's koveya? Where you sleep or where you eat? So, sleep in generally, the general rule is always sleeping is where your koveya for your makom eruv. Now, obviously, if it's all in the same city, there's no nafkamina. Shisham hayu chafetzim gam lechol ilu hayasham mezonam, because everybody wants to eat where they sleep. It's always a plus when you get put up somewhere. Right? So some guests get to be closer to where they eat or at the same place, and some have to get put farther out. Everybody wants to eat where they sleep, so the sleeping is always the ikar place. Mishnah Berurah points out, just if you're going to make a shavua for whatever it's worth, not to get hana'ah from it, it can still work for an eruv, because it's love. The eruv is again love, mitzvah's love lehenot ninu, and it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Okay, we're going to stop in a sec. Right, so again, it's important to point out that it must be, if you don't say anything when it comes to an eruv, when it comes to bread, then it doesn't work. You have to say, the minimum is that this is an eruv. You have to say the words, this is an eruv. That's the, and that's it, we'll stop.